I'm here with Chelsea Rankin from the Northumberland United Way. Chelsea, tell me about the Period Promise Northumberland campaign and how it's going.
Absolutely. So our Period Promise Northumberland campaign in celebration of Menstrual Hygiene Day kicked off on May 1st and is running until May 31st. And we are encouraging Northumberland County residents to donate menstrual hygiene products, make a financial donation, or organize their own Period Promise collection campaign to help individuals, families, and nonprofit organizations who struggle to afford these products each month.
Where can people donate to the campaign?
Yeah, we have a lot of great drop-off locations for this collection campaign. In Coburg, you can drop off at the Coburg Public Library, the Squishy Goose, the Poplar's Practitioners, David's No Frills, Nourish Boutique Spa here at Northumberland United Way, and Starbucks in Coburg. In Port Hope, you can donate at Salvation Army, Port Hope, and District Chamber of Commerce. In Brighton, you can donate at Remax Quinty Brighton office. And in Colburn, we have the Lofty Butter Company as a drop-off location.
Excellent. It must be great to have so many supporting partners like that.
The community is so generous, and we are so thankful for their support. This is a really important cause. Because, you know, periods are just a fact of life, but if you're living in poverty or vulnerable in other ways, access to necessary menstrual products can be challenging. So we are very thankful for all of our drop-off locations and everyone who donates.
Can you tell me how it got started and just the success of the program to this point?
Absolutely. So Period Promise is a program of Northumberland United Way and supported by Thrive Northumberland. And we aim to address the issue of period poverty in the community while advocating for social change. Since the program's launch in 2020, Period Promise Northumberland has distributed over 30,000 menstrual hygiene products to individuals, families, and nonprofits locally.
Yesterday, the federal government announced that as of December, federally regulated employers will be required to provide free menstrual products in bathrooms while employees are at work. Do you think that's a step in the right direction?
It is incredible news. It is one step closer to helping to build healthy communities and improving the well-being of so many people in our country. So we are so thrilled by this news.
And that's just for federal employees. And I, in the past, they've committed to in the future helping provide for more vulnerable people as well. And I'm sure that's still to come. But you've seen the impact locally. And even if there's not like a provincial or federal program in place, you see just the kind of impact that this program has, the Period Promise Northumberland.
It does. Yeah. So doesn't just have to be federal buildings. If you're a business and want to provide products for your clients or for your patrons that come into your business, you can sign our agreement and commit to offering products for free in your washrooms. So that's one way you can support Period Promise Northumberland locally here.
Yeah, so anyone can do that right now. And how can they do that?
Yeah, they can just go on our website at www.mynuw.org, or they can contact myself, Chelsea. My email is crankin@nuw.unitedway.ca. We have so many great businesses that provide products to their clients, to their customers, and we are so thankful for their support.
Yeah. The products you receive, how else are they distributed in the community?
So when we receive products from donations, we distribute them to organizations in our community, local nonprofits, and then they can distribute them to their clients. So we'll get requests from different food banks, different social service organizations in our community asking for products, and we put those together, and then they can distribute them to their clients.
That's great. So the campaign goes until the end of the month, and May 28th is actually a day to celebrate Menstrual Hygiene Day. Is there anything you can tell me about that?
It's an exciting day. We look forward to celebrating it each year. Last year on Menstrual Hygiene Day, Period Promise Northumberland asked our community members to anonymously share how period poverty impacts their lives in order to get a better understanding of menstruation and equitable access to menstrual products in Northumberland County. The data was collected to form a report on period poverty and equitable access. The survey results are based on 79 Northumberland County residents aged 12 to 65 plus, and we found some really interesting and impactful findings. So you can find that report on our website, mynuw.org.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me, Chelsea. And for Northumberland 89.7, I'm Jeff Gard.